Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Joe, I am your GM here on Fifth Watch. You can follow me on Twitter at TheJoeHadfield, and you can check out my podcast, WTF Anime.
My name is Alan Sells, and I play Jace McGuire, God Ranger Blue Athena. You can find me at Alan_Sells on Twitter.
I'm Eli, I play Kronos, and you can find me on Twitter at TheVikingBear__. And be sure to check out my other shows, Hoof and Sword and SHU Podcast.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I play Mitch Carver, and you can find me on Twitter at WilkieWit.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I'm playing Gwen Smith, Descent in this, and you can find me as like Twitter at Eldritch Roth. Other than that, there's a Tumblr that I'm going to set up that you can follow. I haven't decided on the URL yet. I'm very beautiful. Thank you.
The time has come for Mitch and Kronos' dance.
Whatever song was playing, Mitch, with a glance over at the DJ booth, that cuts out, and the lights dim, and there's a couple soft spotlights around. There's nothing on them, but it's just enough so that there's, like, dim lighting all around, and nobody's gonna look at Mitch and Kronos, and they can't really look at anybody else but each other, and Kiss from a Rose by Seal starts
to
play.
Oh no!
Yes!
Oh my god, I was hoping it was gonna be this goddamn song. Thank you so fucking much. I love this song.
This is my favorite song, and I know everybody makes fun of it because it doesn't make sense, but I like it anyway, and I don't know, that's just kind of how I feel about you.
Kronos?
This is so gay.
Mitch's words are static to you.
No! Can you say that again, Mitch? I couldn't hear you. I don't know what's going on.
You know, people make fun of this song. You.
Kronos is going to cock their head a little bit. I think there's something wrong. It sounds like static.
Kronos, you're seeing changes. Where once you were slow dancing with Mitch, you're clutching an almost negative to you. Where you've changed from your original mask into the owl mask. You see your more regular mask staring back at you.
Kronos is going to immediately push away from this individual and begin to back up.
It's holding you tight.
I want to push them away with telekinesis because I am starting to panic.
You stretch out with telekinesis and your hand to make this movement feels like you're moving through water. Everything is slowed. Everything is unresponsive and cold. And you hear reverberating from everywhere at once. It's as I suspected. Emotion brings you closer and closer. How does it feel to live in these spared moments?
Let go of me.
You have no idea how long I've waited for this. Let me savor it. Just a little longer. You'll be glad to know this is a temporary thing.
I'm going to headbutt him.
Your head connects with the mask, and you feel like this pain like emanate from your forehead and the mask in front of you cracks and falls away, and you see your own scarred face looking back at you.
Oh, no, no! And then I'm going to headbutt again and just keep headbutting until they let me go.
I had this moment. I thought it would be nothing. I thought you'd be a scared child. As you're slamming your head repeatedly into whatever this is's head, I'm glad you have fight in you. You're going to need it.
I'm going to stop you.
Almost as quickly as it happened, you're staring Mitch in the face as Kiss from a Rose slows into its finish.
Have they just been dancing?
As far as Mitch knows, Kronos couldn't hear him, kept saying he couldn't hear him, and then just stopped talking and continued dancing.
Mitch probably just held Kronos tight and rested his head against Kronos' chest and might have had no idea. He thought Kronos was just being quiet, just wanted to enjoy the moment, and they're going to talk later. Mitch has just had... How long is this song? Mitch has just had 3 minutes and 43 seconds of heaven while this was happening.
Kronos comes to, looks around, and I think a delayed telekinetic push knocks over the DJ turntable. And then Kronos realizes what's happened and just lets go of Mitch and says, I'm so sorry, and runs out.
What's wrong? What? Do you not like it? I can pick something else. I can do it again. What do you want? And Mitch is just going to go running after them.
Jace, as you're watching this, your communicator buzzes.
I squeeze Gwen's hand to get his attention, and from my coat, I pull my communicator and give a very significant glance to Gwen, and then another glance, like, towards the bathrooms.
Gwen, well, right before that, what I was going to say was, like, slightly before this, while they were in line for the punch, Gwen was going to sort of jolt out of their thing and watching Mitch and them dance. Gwen was going to say, so you honestly actually trust Kronos?
Of course I do.
You don't think there's anything strange about them sharing, essentially, an existence with a possible evil entity?
No. They're two separate beings.
They say they're two separate beings.
Our Kronos has shown that they have a good heart, and that they want to do good, and that they want to try. I say we give them that chance. Everyone deserves a chance to make things right. Everyone deserves a chance to be loved and to do good.
But Jace, here's the thing. You're a good person. And so of course you think everybody deserves to be treated nicely and to have a chance to do good, but some people waste that chance. There are evil people out there.
And that's their choice to make. But they should have the choice.
After seeing how you and your mom are together, I just worry about you a little bit. You're a very good person. And there are people who I think are close to you who might not be very good people.
Jace moves a stray hair out of Gwen's face and kind of smiles in this almost sad way. And in a whisper, Athena is the goddess of wisdom. I'm not stupid. I know that there's the chance of danger, of betrayal, of hurt. And the hand works its way down to Gwen's shoulder, down the arm to the elbow, and then finally to the hand and takes it. But that's what trust is all about. That's what love is you put your heart on a platter and pray that someone doesn't break it. But even if they do, you learn from that. But they have to have the choice to do good or not. And based on that choice is how you proceed. A lot of the God Rangers, Mars especially, like to act on instinct and impulse and assumption, but isn't the wiser course to try, even if it ends up in hurt, even if it ends up in betrayal, and he tenses a little bit more, even if it ends up in death, it's the right thing to do.
I think at that point is a good point for the telekinetic push to happen and for Kronos to run out. And then, of course, you get the ring on your communicator, which sort of mm-hmm. breaks them both out of the little spell. I think when you motion to the bathroom, yeah, Gwen follows. But you can sense Gwen is pondering something, probably a little bit distracted.
When we make it into the restroom, which hopefully plot conveniently is empty.
No, there are people in there drinking.
and smoking weed.
Smoking the devil's letters.
I flip open my communicator and look at, is it a text or a voice message?
It's like an ongoing call. With the technology you have, when shit is important, it's not like it rings a few times and goes to voicemail. This is a consistent thing.
Okay, ooh. Can I say that when I see that that's the case, I press something on the back of my communicator and like this earpiece that when inserted into the ear is pretty much invisible, pops out. And I put it in my ear, and I do another one, and I make sure it's muted, and I hand it to Gwen.
Yeah, I mean, Gwen will definitely take it. She'll look at it a little bit gingerly, but then put it into their ear.
This is Athena. Go ahead.
You'll ask for an update on the Amber Tower.
Of course.
There has been a break-in, and the silent alarm has been triggered.
Did I see Aiden when we left? Like, when Kronos ran out of the room and we went out, did I happen to see him?
You didn't.
Yeah, and upon Mars saying that, Gwen's going to tap the shoulder of Jace and be like, couldn't Minerva teleport or something last time we fought her or something?
Mars, I think I know. Do you remember that person I texted you about? The boy who was a telepath?
Of course. I was hoping to send you some information once I knew you weren't, you know, supposedly having a good time, but this is urgent.
Obviously, I think he has an associate who can teleport. I have reason to believe it's him. I will say that if the other God Rangers get involved, his intention is noble, but his path may be misguided.
With knowing him, what do you suggest as a future course of action?
Empathy and kindness to start. If he doesn't respond...
Kill him. I mean, what?
I'm afraid he may hurt innocent people.
Thank you for your input.
If you need me, I will have my communicator in my ear, and I can teleport to your location if you need me.
Very well.
May Athena and Mars shine on your path. Go to war with wisdom, brother.
Yeah, Gwen rolls his eyes at the little, like, the whole brother thing. It's like, ugh, these god people.
Jace looks concerned. His face is very tense, and as much as he hates to do it, he texts the group, I think our boy has made a move.
I'll go outside and see if I can grab them, pull them in. Maybe we can have a quick discussion before.
Let's see if we can go to them. There seemed to be something wrong. Let's see if we can find them together.
Yeah, let's do that.
And suddenly Jace takes Gwen's hand and kind of spins him to make sure that they're looking at each other. I don't think I've ever said this in my life. I don't want to go to this. I want to stay here with you. And I'm sorry.
Jace. And Gwen sort of like puts both of their hands on, oh god, I was about to call them his chest titties. This is the problem. I'm not gonna romance because I'm stupid. I'm like, his chest titties. puts both of his hands on his chest and goes, Jace, I don't think I would like you as much if you weren't the person who would run immediately to go help your friends. That's who you are. Like I said, you're a good person. And I don't know, I guess that's why I get worried about you and Mitch.
And Jace kind of chuckles a little bit. We've got you. You're a good person too. And you're incredible.
Yeah. And Gwen sort of goes from looking like directly into Jace's eyes to sort of like looking down at the ground. Still like, you know, like same position, but just like looking at the ground. Yeah, you're right. Gotta give myself more credit. I'm a good egg. We should go.
When that happens, Jace's face is much closer. I believe in you, Gwen, and I trust you.
Gwen is, like, clearly pretty flustered with how close Jace is. And Gwen will go for the kiss this time. Just go for it.
Jace embraces it and kisses back very passionately.
So this time, Gwen is going for a little bit more of a, oh, you gonna remember this. and is, like, really, like, putting the limited amount of experience that he has into this. But when they part, Gwen is, like, obviously very flustered. We should probably, you know, just because, you know, they're out there, and we're in here, and your hand is down there, and just, like, we're teenagers.
Jace cuts you off with another kiss, and presses against you and hugs you tightly. And when you, or when the kiss breaks, he, like, leans his forehead on your forehead. Yeah, we can continue this later, but by Athena's holy name, we will continue this later.
You know, every time you say Athena, like, part of me on the inside screams dork, and the other side has never been more interested before in Greek mythology.
He just smiles. I don't think I'd have it any other way. And he grabs Gwen's hand, and they rush out of the bathroom to find their friends.
Although, like, funny story, like, he grabs Gwen's hand, they get out there, but then, because Gwen is the speedster, Gwen is, like, moving slowly more
yes. fast. Gwen starts taking the lead. I love it.
I think you guys find Mitch first, following after Kronos.
Oh, dear.
Did you guys see that? This ran out on me. I don't know what happened. Seal was there, and then Seal was gone, and Kronos was gone.
There's an emergency. It may have something to do with that. Someone broke into the Amber Tower.
Was it Seal? I don't care.
It wasn't Holy Seal, God. But it could explain why Kronos ran off. It may be something that we don't know. Let's find them. That's the important thing. And I don't think he ran out on you. I think something happened.
Look, Kronos has a habit of being a little bit mysterious. They might have been triggered by something. I mean, if we all believe that they are two separate entities, perhaps, you know, if one thing affects one, it affects the other.
Okay, yeah, my dad fought some super twins like that once. Okay, but I'm going first. Like, you guys, you stay there. And he runs, like, 20 feet ahead. He's like, stay back there. I'm going in first.
Of course.
Sure.
We're here to support you. We're your friends.
And I imagine Gwen just keeps accidentally walking too fast and has to stop and, like, slow walk for a couple of paces. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gwen easily, like, keeps, like, speeding forward, then being like, right, and, like, having to speed back, being like, I never left, clearly. You can trust me.
Okay, and where do we find Kronos at?
Yeah, I need to find Eli, whether it's a place that Mitch could find.
Where is the prom being held?
Basically the gymnasium.
At our school's academy gymnasium.
Yeah.
Kronos is in the library, just unleashing telekinetic wave after wave, knocking shit over, just like screaming out for capital K Kronos to come back and face them.
Can I ask a question? I'm so sorry. The library, as in your library?
No. The library in the school.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering whether this is a school library or your library, and I was like, interesting.
There is a tap of wood against the door to the library.
Kronos is going to spin around, and all of the books that are around them are going to float in the air, poised to fly at whatever the noise was.
In a white suit, white mask, similar to Kronos. Our Kronos, not Captain K Kronos. This gets confusing. Standing there is Kronos, just poised with a
cane between his hands at his feet.
What the fuck do you want?
I want you.
Why?
Isn't it obvious?
From behind them, some books are going to start floating, like really heavy books, and come flashing at them from behind, trying to take them by surprise.
They strike against his body and there is no flinching as he starts stepping towards you. You don't know. I'm afraid your friend Gwendolyn has been keeping quite the secret from you. He helped you exist. He split a part of me. And you're the result.
What are you talking about?
Did you think you just existed out of nowhere? No trace of a life. Just waking up in a clock tower. Did you think that was your existence?
Shut up. You're just lying to me.
Oh, I had a nerve to die. At least the weaker part of me was split. But you do have something I want so desperately.
You can't have it.
You are nothing. You are an iota of the power bound within me, given human form.
You know something, dude? You talk an awful lot. And then Cronus is going to portal away.
So the rest of our, well, Mitch leading, run through into the library. A figure that is taller and wearing a different color to Cronos turns to address you. I suppose you're the one to thank for all this.
What did you do with our friend?
Oh, there are more of you. I must say, Mitch Carver, you've surrounded yourself with very interesting people to keep little Cronos safe. Can't last forever. I am forever.
Jace rips the ascot off of his neck. It'll last as long as it takes.
Gwen's gonna elbow Mitch from behind a little bit. Not like hella hard, mm-hmm. just like sort of like to get attention. Do you think a distraction might be good?
Go.
And then, like, disappears.
Mitch.
Yes?
While Jace is, like, half paying attention to what Gwen is saying, you see Cronos take a step back when he notices Gwen.
Oh, no. I'm going to try and grab Gwen's arm. Do I have to roll for this, or do I just plain old not even stand a chance of doing that?
I know you're going to be really bad at this, which is why I love this. Roll defend.
Oh, what's defend?
Plus savior.
Oh god, oh god, okay. That's 5. Do I have anything like a luck in masks?
You guys still have 2 team left over. You can spend both of those selfishly to up your savior twice. Unless...
change it to a 7?
Yeah, which would be a success. Because at the moment, you're the only one who notices that something is off with his reaction.
Do you want me to do it?
Do what you need to do. Do what you need to do.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Okay, spending the 2 team. And yeah. You catch Gwen just as he's about to speed off.
Something's up. I don't know. Stay here.
What?
Mitch is going to take his boutonniere off, hand it to Gwen, like, watch this, keep this safe, and then he's going to go and try and run at capital K Cronos. He's not faster, he's not stronger, but he's not going to let Gwen run into this. Like, if somebody's going to do it, Mitch is going to do it himself.
As soon as Mitch starts moving, Jace lets out a cry, Athena, bless our steps this night. We will avenge our friend. Divine blessing, Athena, come! And he throws the ascot in the air and it descends over him. And there is no long transformation sequence. It's just descend armor. And he has a spear and a shield. And normally this is where he gives a speech, but shit's a little real, so...
Mm-hmm. As they're all doing this, and as they're both charging forward, Gwen, on the inside, in those moments, is thinking, God damn, I fucking hate how they have the same damn name.
Joe, can I spend a doom to save my friends by teleporting them away?
No.
That
no,
feels...
There's three of us. We'll manage it.
So appropriate. So we have Jace, Mitch, and Gwen running towards Kronos. I want superior from Jace, Mitch, and Gwen.
Okay.
I like to think that while he is running, Mitch is also, like, yelling at Jace and Gwen, like, stay back there!
11.
I told you! This one's mine!
Yeah, this one's yours. Okay.
And we're here to support you.
That's only a 6.
Don't forget to be marking experience.
Yeah, I just marked... I'm marking potential. That was a 4 for me.
Jace, you see a white and gold blur running directly at Kronos. And then... Hey everyone, welcome back to Fifth Watch. I hope you're enjoying this very chill episode. Everything's totally fine. As usual, I'm just going to jump in and tell you where you can find us on the internet, as well as our High Tide recommendations. So, if you would like to follow the show on Twitter, we are at Lost Library Cast, and you can reach out to us via email using lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com. And as ever, our music is Save the World by Cambo, available on the Free Music Archive. And as has been for this entire month, I would love for you to go and check out Kingdom Smarts, a show where Shannon explains to Jake the plot of the Kingdom Hearts games, and thankfully you're not alone in the insanity that is that game, because Jake has some real choice reactions to a lot of very stupid stuff that goes on in that game. You can find them on Twitter at Kingdom Smarties, as well as wherever podcasts are available. And with that, I will let you get back into this episode. It's fine. Everything's fine. Kronos, where do they end up?
They end up back at the clock tower.
And Gwen skids to a halt.
And this was physically taxing on Kronos. Like, so Kronos is down on one knee, and you've never seen them have to, like, do a spell of any sorts where they, like, write stuff down on the ground or anything like that, but there is a spell circle there, and there's a gash on their hand, and they're breathing hard.
Mitch, Kronos is not looking great.
You know, they look great at the beginning of the night! Okay!
Kronos stands up and runs over to all three of you and just wraps you all into a giant hug.
The spear and the shield just fall from Athena and they just kind of poof out, because if they're not actively being used, they just kind of vanish. And all thoughts of the gold and white blur for the moment are pushed back, because he is having this moment with his friends whom he is willing to die for.
I didn't know if that would work.
Kronos, we're with you.
And then Kronos turns to Mitch. I'm so sorry. He showed up. While we were dancing, he was there, and I had no control. I couldn't do anything. And so I freaked out, and I tried to get away to a place where no one else would get hurt. And then I tried teleporting away, and as I was falling into the portal, I saw you all run in, and I had no idea if that would work, but thank fucking Christ it did.
Yeah, we're all here. We're all safe. It's okay. I can make the DJ booth play the song again. You're okay. You're safe. You're safe. You're safe.
Well, we're all safe for now, even in the hug. Gwen is sort of still looking around, but it's like, if that thing is powerful enough that it, like, you felt like you had to teleport us out and take this amount of risk. Do you really think that your place is going to be safe for long?
I don't think he can get here. This place is technically outside of time and a place where he shouldn't be able to find it. I think we're safe for now.
There was another player. When Kronos saved us, I think I saw Deicide running at, and he just looks at Kronos, at the villain.
Why would Deicide do that? Deicide isn't exactly a helpful presence or a patron of the city.
Not at all, but that white and gold blur is pretty unmistakable.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Is there something I can roll to see if Kronos puts together, based on what the other Kronos said and with this information, like see if any connections are made?
So we have a role custom made for this.
Oh god, you monster. Okay.
What does Kronos know about the other Kronos's life? And this is a role plus conditions.
Oh, right.
I don't have any conditions. Okay. That's 2 sixes. That's a 12.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Fuck yeah, bruh.
You are hit with a vision. You see someone in pink armor that is stylistically similar to Jace's. You see Kronos standing in front of this figure. The pink figure is on its knees as Kronos hefts some kind of orange crystalline spear. And a blur of white and gold runs through Kronos. The white and gold blur stops and forms into a human. Shaved sides, short dreadlocks on top, in this gold and white armor. And clutched in his hand, it looks like a heart, but is far too purple and crystalline. And that purple heart flashes, and your vision stops. What you can gather from this, Deicide is an enemy to Kronos.
Oh, shit.
What?
What?
No, that was Eli talking. Sorry.
Oh, I was about to be... This is a very oh shit situation. It's true.
No, I was about to say, that is a totally justified oh shit.
Yeah, no. That was Eli talking.
Is Kronos okay?
I don't know. Is there water in here? And Jace like starts kind of looking around for like a bottle of water, or a cup, or something that maybe they can give to Kronos to drink.
At that moment, Kronos comes back. Oh shit!
What?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of the situation as it stands.
No. I think I saw something from the other Kronos' past.
Do you need to sit down?
No,
So you two are very much connected, then.
Jace, this is going to sound absolutely crazy. I think we need Deicide.
Jace, like, the visor of the helm has been up, and he turns pale at that.
I think Gwen, at that, sort of moves back in the room.
Joe, did I recognize Deicide? In the brief moment I saw them unspeedy.
Oh, 100% that was Deicide.
No. Like, do I recognize it as a aged up version of the person that's in this room with me?
Romeo Superior.
Oof.
Ooh, this is about to turn interesting.
That's a 5, so I mark potential and I level up again.
Nice.
Nice. You've just been my level now.
Something nags in your brain, but you can't connect it.
Did you also recognize that Cupid was there?
Yeah, Kronos realizes that Cupid was the figure that Kronos was about to do a murder on.
I don't think Kronos would bring up Cupid yet, because that's a lot to process for Jace and for Kronos. As far as, like, what was going... Because based on how you described it, to me, Eli, it looked like Kronos was the one who was about to kill Cupid, and Deicide stopped him. However, it could also be that Deicide wanted that honor for himself, so that's why he stopped Kronos. And so there's a lot of, Kronos is going to have to do a lot of research and checking and investigation work before he reveals that to Jace. So all he's going to say right now is, I think Deicide is an enemy of the other me.
Jace shakily walks over to a chair and sits down hard. His helmet just kind of, he moves to take it off, but when he does, it just kind of poofs. And he puts his head into his gauntlet hands and runs his hands through his hair. I don't know if I can. I'm afraid. And that admonition just kind of hangs in the air.
Mitch is holding on real tight to Kronos' arm, and he wants to go over to Jace, so he just drags Kronos with him because he's not letting go of Kronos either. And he just puts an arm around Jace's shoulders and says, it's okay. This is bad. This is real bad. And we don't have to think about any of this right now. We gave ourselves the night off. Let's take the night off. We'll think about this on Monday. There's no hurry. Let's forget it. Let's be teens. Damn it. Let's be teens tonight.
Jace looks up and there are tears in his eyes, but he smiles. Let's be teens.
Jace, you worked so hard on that prom. All those masks. There's like 5 different kinds of cheese cubes on the buffet snack table. Let's go back there. Let's eat those cheese cubes. Let's do the cha-cha slide. Let's be teens.
Let's be teens. And he stands up, and when he does, kind of his armor falls away, and in his hand his ascot appears, but his suit is still pretty impeccable.
Do you guys really think that we can do that? Do you guys really think we can just go back to the school and just ignore everything that just happened?
If we don't learn to start ignoring stuff now, we're never going to learn how to do it, and we're going to be dead before we graduate college.
What happens when we die when we go back to the school, guys? What happens when we go back and Kronos and Deicide are fighting? Deicide decides to turn those evil little eyes of his over to, I don't know, Jace.
Then we save the people that are there.
And we die doing it again.
If that's what it takes. I don't want to die. I'm 17 years old. But we have to do what's right. And if that means going back to see if they're still there, and if they are, to fight them, then that's what that means. But if it means going back and they're not there, and I get a dance with you, I think that's worth it too.
Deicide, every time they show up, somebody dies. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but every time we've seen them, someone gets hurt or dies. And I'm really scared of having to fight them again. And I'll do it for you people. But I really want to make it clear. We can't risk our lives stupidly every single time something like this happens. I don't feel like we're putting people in a good position doing the stuff that we do. We always run in, we always react, but we very rarely have a plan in place in case something bad happens. And something bad very nearly did happen to Kronos, and they were very much nearly alone. And this could all potentially just be some sort of crazy plan from the other Kronos. If they could manipulate time, they could have split themselves to do this, to secretly manipulate one, erase its memories, gosh only knows. So, this Gwen sort of turns, because Gwen's been sort of fidgeting with books and trying to not look at everybody as they talk. I don't think going back is a good idea. I'll go back for you people, but I don't like it. I don't like how cavalier I feel like you guys are being about it. That's all.
We can always just go play laser tag.
Yeah. Let's go play laser tag. It's cosmic laser tag. They've got the glow lights on.
Before we go, Kronos is going to go over to Jace and very quietly have a quick conversation with him to find out what song he wanted to play for their dance. And then, assuming Jace tells them,
Wild Horses, The Sundays.
Kronos, from seemingly nowhere, like you all didn't see a speaker system or anything like that, but Kronos goes over to a table and starts to fidget with stuff, and throughout the entirety of the clock tower, the song plays. And Kronos uses their telekinesis to like move books aside and tables aside, so there's like a space in the middle.
And Jace kind of walks up to Gwen. You're right. We are being cavalier, and someone could get hurt or worse. Dance with me.
Gwen will turn and take Jace's hand and move them both to the center of that little space that they cleared. But when Gwen looks up at Jace, even as they begin dancing, there's something a little bit different, I think, about Gwen that I think is apparent. Just something different.
And as they dance, Jace tries to capture the memory, the music, the smell of the old books, and the soap that Gwen uses. And he tries to just hold it in his mind and remember this moment in case something does happen.
You pull away from the clock tower as the song plays, Jace and Gwen dance, and we find ourselves back at the school gymnasium as the DJ pushes himself up from the wreckage of the turntables, pulls at his neck, and rips off the latex mask he was wearing.
Fuck this guy.
And takes a microphone up and says, I'm terribly sorry about all of that. I hope you guys are ready for the real entertainment. We see the Halcyon city skyline as glass bursts from off camera, born of wings made of green glimmering energy. A girl in a green dress with a hawk mask carrying a stack of manila folders. The camera zooms in and we get to see two names on the manila folders, Iris Weber and Ashley Velmont.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.